welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
And
we won the bid on the house.
Yes! Yes!
Yay!
What a week.
Oh my, what a roller coaster of a week.
What a roller coaster of a whole experience this has been.
I know.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. So let's catch everybody up.
Yes.
Last we talked, we had just seen the house. Mm-hmm. We loved it. And we told you about the hummingbird.
Yeah.
We told you all about how much we loved the house, how much we felt like this was the house.
Yeah.
But we had been...
We had the signs.
Right.
That we were waiting for, and...
But we had felt sort of those things before.
We felt it with two other houses, yeah. So it really was throwing us off, because the first one, we're like, this is it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't it. And the second one, we're like, this is it, and it wasn't it. But now, looking back... I can really feel that the other ones, we were really trying to just fit in them. Like, we're trying to make it work.
Right.
Like, the house that we won the bid on is bigger than all the ones that we put bids on before.
Right.
And it has the space that we need for my studio, for our future child, for our bedroom, mm-hmm. and for the podcast studio.
Yeah.
So it has everything. The other houses were like... Well, it doesn't have a podcast room. Maybe we could like change the garage or like we were trying to just make it work.
We were even going to build a whole new bathroom. We were going to just.
Yeah. And the last one, we needed so much to make it our dream home. We're like, okay, we have to build the bathroom here. We have to move this here. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of work, but I was down for it because I love remodeling and anything like that. It's like it's really my second hobby behind besides art.
Right. But then this house came along.
I know.
And it checked all of our boxes.
Yeah.
And we saw it and we knew that it was very popular. We knew a lot of people were going to see it. We saw how many saves it had on the apps.
Yeah, it was
very popular.
Mm-hmm. So, and we knew that was going to happen.
Right.
That's why I sent that email to Gail, our realtor. I was like, at like 1 a.m, I was like, we'll go as soon as possible.
Right.
Yeah, because we needed to go in to see this house.
Yeah. And then when we did see it, we heard from the realtor who represents the house, the seller,
mm-hmm.
she told us how, she said there's a lot of people coming today.
Yeah. There were 5 bids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end.
So.
You just jumped way to the
Sorry.
End. You got to get there.
Okay.
You're like Tarantino moving and you're like showing us a glimpse of the end.
Okay. Okay.
So we finally put our bid in and we bid way over asking price.
Yes.
For the first time.
We thought, we're like, whoa.
Yeah.
We bid so way over asking price. Nobody is outbidding us.
Yeah.
We were so confident.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, we were counter offered. And we didn't know, so they didn't tell us what the other bids were.
Yeah,
so,
because, you know, they can't tell us. But we did hear that it was very competitive.
Right, so we're just assuming at this point that somebody outbid us.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like, I don't know, I was like, it feels like they can't tell us, but we're getting outbid.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Yeah. It was just a feeling.
Yeah, so we looked at the numbers. So we were looking, we had to compare... We were comparing all of the houses in that neighborhood and we're comparing their square footage, the bedrooms, the bathrooms, how much they're selling for, how much they're going for, how much they're actually selling for. I mean, you kind of have to like look through all that to kind of get an idea if this house is worth this amount of money.
Right.
And this is actually a question that I got several times from my listeners. Like, how do you know... Like, should you bid less? Should you bid more? Like, what do you do? And I think a good thing to do is kind of research the market and compare what are the houses around your area selling for, look at the square footage and all that. And that's what we did. And after looking at that, you know, it really, I feel like we bid way over asking price, but I think it was worth it because the other houses that we were looking at, they were worth more than this one, and we had to put another $100,000 to remodel them.
Right.
So you know, at the end of the day, this is a great deal.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's a good question though, like to know where to go. Because that's to me what the hardest battle was, is to figure out, okay, we really want the house, but you don't want to overpay.
Right.
Yet at the same time, you don't want to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was
very tricky.
So at this point, when we were countered, we were trying to figure out which direction. Do we just stick with what we offered because we already went up so much? Do we just stick with this? So we were trying to figure it out. And I think this leads to one of the most important things that you and I did for this house is we decided to go see it again.
Yes.
Before we put in our final
offer. That
would
be our tip for you guys.
Definitely. We said to our realtor, we want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday.
And we want to go back with a contractor.
We want to go back with a contractor.
But before, hold that thought.
Yep.
Everybody is different. So some of you guys will be able to just get a bigger loan. And you're like, oh, you know what? I'll pay for this higher bid through the years. You know, it'll just make your monthly payment larger.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we had a limit to the loan. And then the rest of everything was just cash out of pocket.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, when it's like that, you really got to figure out, is it worth it?
Right.
It's not something that we're like, okay, we'll pay later. We'll refinance, whatever.
Right.
So, that's why we went with a contractor, because we wanted to make sure if we are going to spend $50,000, $60,000 extra on this house, how much money do we need to put in as soon as we get in?
Right.
So, yeah.
So we could subtract that from what our absolute max was.
Right.
To hit that number.
Yeah. Another question that I got a lot is, so how do you aren't you worried that you won't be financially stable after you buy a house?
Right, right.
And I think that it's very important to give yourself a max that's not your real max.
Oh,
like,
right.
You know, but a lot of people don't think about this. Like, you want to give yourself a max, but then still keep your savings. So don't max out like what you can, what you can completely spend. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the problem that we almost did. The first time, yes.
Definitely.
First time that house was so much more expensive, and we're like, "All right, well, we'll figure it out." You know, money comes and goes, and but we don't want.
I think the second one also.
Yeah, the second
one.
We're gonna go over. Yeah, yeah. I think that something that we've learned in the process, and I want to pass down is that you want to purchase a house. And then just feel comfortable in the house. You want to buy more furniture. You want to do whatever. You want to travel. Like, you just have to give yourself a max. And then you have to have yourself like a good savings just for life. You never know. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
A good piece of advice that I was given by a entrepreneur that has been an entrepreneur for 30 plus years is save 6 months of your livelihood, like how much your bills are for 6 months, save that in your bank account. And then you'll never have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
So just throwing that out there for anybody that is self-employed.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I learned. It's been 5 years for me only, but having a savings and not maxing things out has made all of these things more comfortable, you know, moving and making these purchases. So
we got there early, and the other realtor was there, the one representing the seller. We got to express to her how much we love the house.
Yeah.
And we're back to see it, not because we're unsure, because we want to show them how much we love it. And that if we're going to counter it, it's because we are all freaking in.
Yeah. And that we have a contractor.
Right.
So we know exactly how much we're going to have to spend for the extra things in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important in the eyes of the realtors.
Definitely.
Because then they know that we are not going to pull out of escrow because, oh no, you know
once
what?
They
we
figure
changed
out.
Our mind.
Yep, right.
Or, oh no, we can't afford something or blah, blah, blah.
So Sunday, so we leave the house.
Yeah.
Amanda and I and Gail, our real estate agent, we sat across the street in the grass for like, I don't know how long.
Talking.
As
soon as people are coming out of the house, I'm like, shh.
Trying to hear.
I'm like, oh, do they like the house?
Yeah.
Do they want it? Yeah. We're like, hawks right outside of that house. Yeah. We wanted it so bad.
Because it's hard. That was the hardest part, is trying to figure out what it's. So that what they wanted was everybody's best and final offer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. There's no back and forth. You never get to find out what other people get to offer. You just have to put what you think the house is worth out there.
Yeah. So Let me just say this for people that I'm sure it's different in different countries.
Okay, do it.
So
do it.
At least in the US, from what I've learned,
yep.
is if somebody is selling a house, let's say five different people love it. Let's say the house is, I don't know, $2 million. So there's a house for $2 million, and then there's a person that wants to buy it. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to offer $1,090,000. And then there's another offer that offers exactly $2 million. And then another offer that offers $2,050,000. And then another one that offers $2,075,000.
Okay.
Right? Whatever. So the whole point is you have all these offers and there's one that's clearly beating everybody else, but that person doesn't know. So they don't know. Nobody knows.
Right.
It's like they don't tell the people that are bidding what everybody else is bidding. Like you see on television for art pieces, like where right. it's like, okay, we're going for 100.
It's not like that. It's not an auction.
It's like silent. So I didn't know this before.
Right.
So let's that person that's bidding what was the
275 was the highest.
275.
They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah. So they can be bidding. They can then after the second round, what they do is they'll call every single person. They'll say, uh-huh. Oh, thank you for the first bid. So what's your final offer?
Yeah.
And that's it. So right. you do not know. So the person that was actually bidding $275,000. The person that's bidding $2,075,000 could go up $20,000 more, but they didn't even need to because right. the person before them was bidding like, you know,
yeah.
barely anything.
This was the hardest part about the process for me yeah. is trying to figure out where to go.
Yeah.
And you know.
Did I make that confusing?
No, I know. I think I was, I mean, I understand as well. I hope.
Yeah, I hope you guys understand.
I hope so, but yeah, and just to like show you an example of like what we were, so say we were that 275.
Yeah.
It was like you couldn't help but think, gosh, what if all the other offers are just two?
Yeah.
And 215.
Right.
And like going up to three, that's a lot. $25,000 is like, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's so tricky.
It is. It's tricky.
And so, okay, so here's what happened next.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda came up with what our price was going to be.
Uh-huh.
An idea hit you.
Yeah.
And basically it was a number that was meaningful to us.
Uh-huh.
It was coming up from what we had offered, but it yeah. wasn't going over our limit.
Yes.
But it was a special number.
Yeah. So we try to do everything with meaning around here, you know? There has to be some type of heart behind a decision. So
yes.
That's, I was like, you know what? This number has been special to us.
Yep.
So let's just go with it. Let's just go with this.
And
it was like
it was a little bit weird at first.
It was a weird number because people usually will round up or round down when they offer something.
Right.
But ours is like, you know, it's not like a zero ending number.
Right.
And
it actually ended up being really smart because it was sort of just in between probably popular numbers.
Right.
So, but anyway, we got the number. You totally convinced me. It's the move. It felt so right.
Yeah, we're like, it's a special number. If it's meant to be, it'll work.
That was the other thing too, was we put a lot of the responsibility on the number because if we didn't get it, it was like, well, it wasn't meant to be because the number means a lot.
Yeah.
So we had a scapegoat if it didn't work out the number. And so Monday rolled around.
Mm-hmm.
We put our offer in.
Yeah.
We went with our number.
Yeah. They kept pushing it back. So it was supposed to be 5 p.m.
Yes.
But then there was like some weird thing going on with like cell phones were down or something bizarre. So they pushed it back and we're over here.
We're just like staring at our phones.
Staring at our phones. Yep. I had just like one thing to eat the whole day. I mean, it was a great sandwich. I had a sandwich. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like just a smoothie, but anyways, so I had a great sandwich, but that was the only thing I had. And it was already like 6 p.m. and
no word.
And I had a double espresso black coffee.
Yeah.
And I was already excited. Right. So I was just, oh my gosh. Yeah. So jittery.
And remember, like we were, even though 5 o'clock was the deadline, we didn't know if we would hear anything beforehand. Like all day we were on edge.
Yeah.
Just waiting. And then so 6 o'clock rolled around, no word.
Right. I also want to add pressure. Oh. Our lease ends here in August.
Right.
And then if we didn't get this house, we were going to have to just start all again.
Right. So we're sitting here, we're like jumping on the phone with our realtor, like on and off. She's trying to figure out stuff too. And 6:30 rolled around and we get a text message from our realtor and it said, We got it for the
special number.
And
what a story. Yeah. The hummingbird, our number that means so much to us in our lives. It keeps like popping up.
So we have some questions from people. Do you want to get to them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do a couple.
Okay.
First one's from Gars_Gabby. And they ask, how do you know when a house is worth the price?
I feel like I said before, if you just do your research and you figure out, you know, the other houses in the neighborhood, the square footage, what means more to you, were you willing to spend more money because it's on a cul-de-sac and that's very important to you, then it's worth the price for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these little things that, you know, it depends on the person and it depends on what's important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the comparing to the neighborhood is a great
place to start. That's the first
definitely
place to start, I would say. Yeah.
Chell to the Z asks, are you guys
Chell to the Z. She won the giveaway for the crop top.
Congratulations. Are you guys excited to meet your neighbors? Are you the ones to try and create friendships with them?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to know our neighbors and I maybe bring them. Well, now it's like coronavirus. Yeah. Like, you know, usually you, I don't know, send them something. Maybe we'll send it from like a store, ship to their house.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to be friends with them because I think it's good to have a good relationship with your neighbors. Because what if you're like out of town or you need somebody to see something for you or you want somebody to just, it's good to have an extra eye of people that care.
Definitely. Emma Moore asks, what was the most difficult part in the home buying process?
The most difficult part for me of the home buying process was probably when we lost the first bid, because it was so new to us. I had no experience. And that was when I got emotional. Like I shed a couple tears.
Yeah.
So that would definitely be the difficult part. Everything else has been pretty easy.
Yeah.
I would say it has been really like great.
Yeah.
And I think a big part of that is our realtor.
Definitely.
Because I know Gail Steinberg. I'll say her name. We've said her name before on the podcast. She has been so great. She has made everything so stress-free. We feel so comfortable with her. I mean, I feel like I can call her anytime and she will pick up happy and ready to answer anything with love.
Yeah.
Which is great. So I think that it's very important to work with a realtor where you feel very comfortable and they don't make you feel like you're being annoying or asking questions you don't know. Like, she knew that we were going into this blindfolded. Like, we just did not really know too much. We had no experience and she's really held our hand throughout the whole process. The first house would be my hardest. How about you?
Oh man, I wonder if it's coming up with a final price and trying to figure out, like, you're trying to, because I like to play detective and it's like, okay, well, wait a minute, let me think about this for a second. So if that person did this and they said this is what they said. And I'm trying to play with like the words of what the realtor said and reading into it too much.
Okay,
but the realtor said that we're good. Like, I don't know. I think that was hard to try and like read minds and try and come up
it's
with
it. It's so
something.
Funny because the first time for the first house, it was multiple bids. It was three. And we offered asking price.
Right.
Exact asking price. And Joey, then they came back to us and they're like, all right, is that your final offer? And Joey's just like, I don't know about these other bids.
I don't know if they're real. I don't think there's any real, there's no other offer.
Yeah, he was just like trying to be detective, thinking like there weren't really any other bids. And
I got a weird feeling from that guy.
And we got outbid.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, thank God.
Right. Thank goodness. But I'm just saying, we were very close to doing that.
Yeah.
So we almost got that house and I am so glad we didn't, because it was, it's way smaller than this one. And
you're welcome for that.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Last question is from Green Katrinka. Is this going to be your forever home or do you plan to change homes in a couple years?
I don't know. I don't see it as a forever home just because if, you know, if our family, if and when our family grows, you know, we want to have enough space for everybody. But who knows? Like, maybe we love it so much. Like, right. everybody else is obsessed with that neighborhood.
Right.
That, like, we build and it's we just make it bigger.
It's too early to tell. But we are just so freaking excited to just start there.
Yeah.
And definitely. we don't have the house yet. It's not, we don't have the keys yet. So we have one more step to go.
Yes.
We're on the final stretch.
Uh-huh.
Escrow could end up being the hardest part. We could have a new answer by the end of the month.
It's true. Waiting.
But we'll keep you all posted on how escrow is going.
Yeah.
So the next step is we do, what's it called on Saturday?
We have inspections. So we have an inspector. We have a couple inspectors coming in. They're going to inspect the chimney, inspect the pool, do general inspections, all that good stuff.
Yeah. And then whatever else escrow has in store for us.
I hope you guys enjoyed this journey so far. Thank you so much for being a part of it and all of your nice and kind messages and all of you guys reaching out. It's been so great.
I feel like you guys have been a part of this process. It was like... when we found out, it was like, call my mom, you know, call Papa, call my sister.
Yeah.
Got to tell everybody on the podcast. Like, it was like part of the, you guys are part of this process with us. And
I know. It's so fun. It's really so amazing. Fun. Yeah. When in history can you, like, could you do that?
I don't know.
Just talk to people from around the world. You guys are amazing. I mean, I know it's not possible, but just meeting all of you guys one day would be really awesome.
That would be. Well, you know, in a couple years when... maybe in a year, when COVID-19 has a vaccine, we could maybe do like a live show.
Yeah, that would be so
fun. That would be really fun. Mm-hmm. You guys come out, do a live show, and then all hang out in like a theater.
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
Sounds like a date.
All right. It's a date.
Thank you guys. Thank you everybody for being here, for listening, for all your kind words and messages. We will keep you updated.
Yes.
And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you all so freaking much. Final thing I want to say is that I am so grateful for you throughout this whole process. Doing this with you. I know we don't have the house yet, like officially. We don't have the keys. But doing this process with you has been so much fun. And it's because of you.
That's how I feel about you.
And you have made this completely stress-free. And just enjoyable. But I want to just thank you for making this the most fun and just seamless. Seamless? That's the word, right?
That's how I feel about you. We just have fun.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
You roll with life and what's meant to be is meant to be and what's not and figure it out.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about you. It's been so great and so amazing and... I feel like that is the special part about this that people don't talk about maybe. It's such a nice bonding moment.
Yes, definitely.
And it's a big responsibility and it's a big change in your life. And I kind of never realized until we went through it and people were reaching out saying congratulations and all that of like, it's a really big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really big change.
I know.
And I'm so excited I get to do it with you.
Me too.
We will keep you updated.
Yes.
And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you all so freaking much. I am going to sleep now.
3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.